SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Judge delaying former President Donald Trump's so-called hush money criminal trial in New York until mid-April. That after his attorney said they needed more time to sift through some new evidence. Correspondent Michael R. Sisek.
He wants to return to the White House, and he has argued that spending time in the courtroom instead of the campaign trail amounts to election interference. He has received a delay so far in his Washington, D.C. case. His Florida case is expected to be delayed, and his Georgia case has not yet been scheduled. Now, this case, which was going to be the first of the four cases to go to trial, is off at least until mid-April and possibly beyond.
Republicans and Israeli officials expressing extreme outrage after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer lashed out at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza and called for Israel to hold new elections. Also at SRNnews.com, Russia began 3 days of so-called voting. They did that Friday in a presidential election that is all but certain to extend Vladimir Putin's rule for 6 more years. BBC correspondent Vitaly Shevchenko says the election comes amid a ruthless crackdown.
These people, they are, well, political pygmies compared to Vladimir Putin, who has engineered the situation when he is the only one. He's a towering figure, and quite literally, there's no one else, because all the effective, popular, vocal opponents of Vladimir Putin, they are either in exile or jail or dead.
And this is SRN News. Well, Christians very strongly back Israel in the war in Gaza.
In a lemon orchard in southern Israel, volunteers provide extra hands for farmers struggling to harvest crops. Swiss volunteer Anne-Marie Freen says her evangelical faith has a home in Israel.
It's an honor to serve this land and to be near you, to cry with you, to pray with you, to hope with you, to believe with you.
Since the Israel-Hamas war began 5 months ago, evangelicals have been visiting Israel in growing numbers to volunteer and support the war effort. Tourism to Israel has plummeted since October when the war started. Now half of those who do visit come with faith-based groups.
And meantime, Charles de Ledesma says there is still a lot of hunger there. This is SRN News. Producers of extra virgin olive oil in Italy are not at all happy with the results of a recent survey. It indicates a third of Italians have cut back due to high prices.
Are pushing back against the data, saying sales of higher quality Italian extra virgin olive oil are actually higher. Massimo Selli, a restaurant owner in Italy, says people may choose less high quality oils to save on other things, but we will continue to use olive oil.
L'olio è un alimento.
David Granieri, an olive growing consortium executive, argues oil is not a commodity. Oil is a food that's the basis of the Mediterranean diet, and that in any case plays a fundamental and also socially relevant role. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And more details at srnnews.com.